From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting the first Chibok schoolgirl to be rescued is being debriefed by authorities, Chris Stein reports.
Army spokesman Sani Usman said in a text message that the girl was found in the village of Bale, near the northeast Nigerian town of Damboa. A vigilante leader in Chibok, Aboku Gaji, told VOA vigilantes found her while setting up an ambush near a Boko Haram camp.
As we lie ambush, they come just come on us.
Gaji identified the girl as Amina Ali. Gaji said the rescued girl had a baby with her. She was also with her husband, a fellow Boko Haram captive she had married while in captivity. Chris Stein, Lagos.
The head of U.S. Africa Command, General David Rodriguez, says the U.S. military is prepared to support a train and equip mission in Libya. He said such a mission is possible when the Libyan government is ready for it. It would be intended to help Libya fight Islamic State militants. The U.S. government's top intelligence official says he has seen indications of foreign hackers attempting to spy on U.S. presidential candidates. Director of National Intelligence James Clapper said as the campaign intensifies, there will probably be more hacking attempts. Clapper spoke Wednesday at a cybersecurity event in Washington. Venezuelan police fired tear gas at protesters in Caracas Wednesday. Thousands of protesters tried to reach the headquarters of the country's Electoral Commission to demand a referendum on recalling socialist President Nicolas Maduro. A magnitude 6.8 earthquake struck the coast of Ecuador Wednesday, just hours after another quake of about the same intensity struck the same area. The U.S. Geological Survey said the new quake was located north of the city of Rosa Zarate. This is VOA News. Afghanistan is downgrading its representation to the international group trying to arrange peace talks with the Taliban. The action is a show of anger at Pakistan. Afghanistan says Pakistan needs to honor its commitments to take action against militant groups operating from its territory. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry met Wednesday in Cairo with Egyptian President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi. The two discussed ways to revive the Israeli-Palestinian peace process. Here is State Department spokesman Mark Toner.
Egyptians have also floated some ideas that they might have about the Middle East peace process, and the secretary wanted to hear directly from President el-Sisi about what some of those ideas were.
The spokesman did not elaborate on any specific new effort to restart the Israeli-Palestinian peace process. In a move intended to bolster his ruling coalition, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has invited hardline nationalist Avigdor Lieberman to join his government. The two men met Wednesday. Political sources say Mr. Netanyahu agreed to Lieberman's demand to be appointed defense minister. Rescue workers in three Sri Lankan villages are digging through mud and debris, trying to find victims of a huge landslide. At least 37 people are dead. Dozens of people are reported missing and feared to be buried alive. Flooding triggered by torrential rains caused the landslides. A U.S. airstrike has killed what are being called two high-value individuals in an attack on an Islamic State building in Iraq. Baghdad-based military spokesman Colonel Steve Warren said Wednesday the May 13th strike killed Abu Hamza and Abu Safiya, as well as a third militant. U.S. President Barack Obama extended overtime pay benefits Wednesday for 4.2 million American workers. It's an attempt to increase the paychecks for employees who often work long hours without getting any extra money. Myanmar State Councilor and Foreign Minister Aung San Suu Kyi says the Obama administration's decision to continue certain sanctions on Myanmar will not hurt her country. On Tuesday, the Obama administration further eased financial sanctions on Myanmar to support the nation's political reforms and economic growth, as well as to facilitate U.S. trade with Burma. But the U.S. also extended other sanctions in an effort to end human rights abuses and military trade with North Korea. Presumptive Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump says he is open to talking with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un in order to try to halt the country's nuclear program. Trump was interviewed Tuesday by Reuters. On Wall Street, U.S. stock indexes were mixed at the close of trade today. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.